This is a Fox News alert. A verdict in Michigan on Lisa Brady. Just getting word from Grand Rapids that a federal jury has convicted two men, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
It's the second trial for the man after the government failed this spring to get convictions. Two other men were acquitted. And during closing arguments this week, the defense, in a fiery challenge, accused the FBI of using agents and undercover informants to create and facilitate a bogus plot against supporters of President Trump, something the government denies.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the jury got the retrial yesterday and was just partly into the first full day of deliberations today. That is the Associated Press reporting that both Fox and Croft are found guilty of conspiring to kidnap the governor, also of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. A demand and a warning from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, vowing to take back Crimea by any means necessary. The peninsula was seized by Russia in 2014 and has been used to launch attacks in the current invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky speaking a short time ago after a virtual summit of world leaders about Crimea, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz condemning Russia's effort to forcefully integrate parts of Ukrainian territory.
Our message is clear. Any sham referenda or other attempts to alter the status of parts of Ukraine territory will never be recognized.
This as the tug of war continues over a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, the largest in Europe and currently occupied by Russian troops. Zelensky is demanding that they leave. He also says Russia tried and failed to disconnect that plant from the power grid. Russia has accused Ukraine of shelling around the plant. Stocks turning lower. The Dow's now down 142 points, extending yesterday's sell-off for now. The NASDAQ's still higher, though. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's the last primary day in August, with voters at the polls in Florida and New York as the countdown to the midterms continues.
Will the issue of abortion galvanize Democratic voters enough to the polls to stem the tide of a looming Republican red wave come November? The veteran and Democratic candidate Pat Ryan is betting on it in New York's 19th congressional district. The county executive has based his campaign on abortion, vowing to protect and codify abortion rights. His opponent, Republican Mark Molinaro, a county executive and former New York gubernatorial candidate, has made the race about a referendum on President Biden, inflation, and crime.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Another New York race pits longtime congressional incumbents against each other because of redistricting. In Florida, Democrats will pick a challenger for Governor Ron DeSantis. Voters also picking Senate hopefuls. And there's voting in Oklahoma in runoff races. Attorneys for Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, will appear for him again today at the latest hearing in a California DUI case.
The 82-year-old Pelosi was arrested back in May after driving home drunk from a dinner party and causing a two-car crash that totaled both vehicles and left the other driver with minor injuries, mostly soreness, stiffness, and headaches. Napa County District Attorney Allison Haley says the nature of those injuries, plus Pelosi's blood alcohol content just above the legal limit at 0.082%, led her to file the DUI charges as misdemeanors, not felonies.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Napa. Today's hearing expected to end with a plea deal or a trial date. NBA star Kevin Durant will stick with the Nets after all, after asking for a trade earlier this summer. The Nets management just confirming an agreement to move forward together. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.